Faithfulness has disappeared. The word itself is banished from their speech. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today we also celebrate a saint. Even though we don't mention him in the Mass, there's a saint which we celebrate today, which is very, very important, and I wish we had more time with which to discuss his life. This is the great Bishop Turbius, Saint Turbius, who has done so much, and I recommend to you to examine his life, especially as it's given to us in the writings of Butler's Lives of the Saints. You can, even if you don't have the book, you can look it up online at the EWTN website. It's very beautiful there. It's very lengthy, but can give you a spurning, a movement toward following God with radical zeal, as did this bishop saint. So many things to be inspired by in there. In fact, our own mother here, Mother Rose, her patron saint, her name saint, was actually confirmed by this saint, as was the saint on whose day I was born, Saint Rose of Lima, and also Saint Martin de Porres. But what our Lord really wants to get at in these scriptures for us is that faithfulness has disappeared and the word itself was banished from their speech. And that's exactly what's going on here within the scripture, within the gospel. What's going on in this man's life is that he's dumb. Not just of intelligence, he's dumb physically, meaning his tongue is tied and twisted. By whom? On a spiritual sense, it is by the devil. It is by the devil. His tongue is twisted, meaning that he is afraid. He's afraid to speak those things which are binding his soul. And because he can't be honest with himself, he can't even speak to others about those things which are difficulties within his own life, he cannot receive healing. But as it says here in the end of our gospel, when one who is stronger than us comes and attacks, he is able to divest him of his own armor. And that's what we're asking our Lord to do for us here in this great season of Lent. What God is calling us to is he's calling us to a sincerity of soul, a sincerity of heart that will loose our tongues. Loose our tongues to speak about the things that are going on in our hearts, within our lives, that are against the gospel, against God. And he's providing us an opportunity to do so in this holy season. That's why we always, so often, have that psalm response, Psalm 95, which, as you sisters, we know, we speak of it every day. Every day we pray that psalm. Every day we ask our Lord, if I hear your voice, which I know I'm going to, because you're always speaking to me, don't let me harden my heart against you. Let me allow you to be the strong man who is going to divest me of my armor, because I don't need that when I'm with you. I want you to be the strong man in my life who is the one who protects me. Remove my armor because I don't need it. My purpose is to be soft before you. How do we do that? Well, simply, it's by having that prayer relationship with God each and every day. Not just a relationship that I sit there and I speak on my own, but that I allow myself to be spoken to. That I allow myself to be vulnerable before God. That I allow myself to really venture into those things which are hard for me. Say, God, you can touch anything. So it's a vulnerability in prayer which is necessary. But also to have that vulnerability with Christ in the sacraments, especially in our confessions, and as well in our spiritual direction. Because if we do not allow ourselves to be honest in those moments in confession, really speaking about the things in a genuine way, then God isn't able to heal those or transform them in our lives. If we don't speak about the things which are most important to our confessor and to our spiritual director, then we're binding God's hands within our lives and turning ourselves away from his voice so we become like those who he is speaking about here, the prophet Jeremiah, where faithfulness within our own lives disappears. Where the Word, who is a person, Jesus Christ, is actually banished from our speech. So in this Mass, we're asking our Lord for sincerity of soul. That through the work of the Eucharist, as the Eucharist, if we're able to receive him, is placed upon our tongue, that may be the moment where the demon of insincerity is removed from us. Our tongues may be loosed, and we may allow our armor to be removed, that Christ may be our strong man, may be the one who protects us and guides us gently to himself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.